Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Drunk on a wagon to Mexico. Oh, yeah, what a chump, man. My head got a bum when I hit it on the radio. Redhead, senorita, looking dead, kept a set, need a bed, and that's...
All right, so orchestras are coming in smaller packages these days, and lo and behold, so are rock albums. Again. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. We still have live music to come from the Afro-Cuban singer-songwriter Jose Conde, but first... While the MP3 is slowly replacing the aging CD, some artists have already begun using another type of digital technology to distribute their music. Today, the new White Stripes album is being released on a USB flash drive, this on the heels of the 30th anniversary reissue of Bob Marley's Exodus, also as a USB drive. Joining us to discuss the use of this format and its future is Ina Fried. She is senior writer for CNetNews.com. Ina, welcome back to Soundcheck.
Thanks, John.
First of all, let's define our terms. What is a USB flash drive?
So these are little things that hold a varying capacity of memory. You plug them into your computer. They basically replace the floppy disk for storing computer files. They, you know... come on a keychain sometimes.
They right,
come
they
in
look like a keychain almost, yeah. Now, we already have MP3s. Why do we need another digital format?
Well, it's important. The flash drive actually isn't a new format. It's kind of a new container. So instead of that MP3 coming over iTunes or being ripped from a CD, this is another physical container for it. But it could actually hold an unprotected MP3 file. It could hold a digitally protected song as well. So it can... hold any variety of digital music types.
So is it usable as a flash drive when it's loaded, you know, when it comes preloaded with a whole album of music? Or is it just a novelty at that point?
I think it's more of a novelty. I mean, in theory, it could have enough capacity left over that it holds whatever music and video and whatever content and then have room for additional files. Or another option is to take those files that come on the flash drive, the music, put them on your computer... and then use the flash drive to store something else, but probably after you've spent $50 on that limited edition White Stripes album, you're probably not going to want to take that music off. So I think of it more as like a collector's edition for the true fan.
I see. Now, the true fan who has $57.50 to shell out for something that would normally cost $15.
Right, or 99 if you need both members of the band.
Right. Good point, because both Jack and Meg each have their own, I guess, picture on the USB flash drive, and it's $100 to get both of them. It's the same music, the same album, the same video content, but for you completists, you need to buy both. Bob Marley fans got the flash drive for free, but they had to join the Bob Marley fan club for $45, so... I guess this isn't for everybody, is it?
It isn't. I mean, there are some more interesting uses of the technology that we've seen as well in the music world. Using it to hold, you know, Nine Inch Nails did a thing with where they used a game, you know, it was clues to a game. Other bands are using it at the end of a concert, so you can get that night's show on a flash drive, and I think that's really a more compelling use.
The Nine Inch Nails is a very interesting use of this device. This is a little bit of their song, The Beginning of the End.
This is the beginning. Watch what you think, it can reach your mind. This is the beginning. I got my mark, see it in my eyes. This is the
So this is Nine Inch Nails from their album Year Zero. Now, so today, White Stripes issue their new album as a USB flash drive. Bare Naked Ladies did this in 05. Keen did it last year. We're speaking with Ina Fried. She's senior writer at CNetNews.com. And Ina, what Nine Inch Nails did was not to just, you know, release an album on a flash drive. They made a game out of it. It was interactive for their fans, right? They had to, like, follow clues and go places and find the stuff.
Definitely, and I think that really points to the future of kind of artists and their fans. I mean, you know, music, for better or worse, you know, some of it's sold and some of it's traded, and I think what needs to happen is sort of this really engaging with your fans. I mean, if you're passionate about a band, you want to interact with them in any way you can, and that's what the world of digital opens up. It's not just, you know, a better delivery for the same 15 songs that are on an album, but it's, you know, artists' blogs. It's all kinds of different things. You know, and flash drives are a cheap, small way to move some of that content around.
And they are portable, so you literally can move that from one computer to another. Just plug it into the back wherever the USB port is. Would you say, at the end of the day, this is a viable way to distribute music?
It's a viable way. It's not going to replace the CD as sort of a mass thing today, because the CD holds, almost a gigabyte of data. So that's a lot that can fit on a CD that's very inexpensive to produce. Flash drives, flash memories come way down in price, but it's still not that inexpensive. So I think for mainstream, how am I going to get most albums, you're either going to see them come on a CD or increasingly digital over the internet. But I think it is a viable option for, bonus material, special things, or, you know, that concert, getting that live recording the same night, which has become a really good business for some bands.
All right. Ina Fried is senior writer for CNET News. She joins us occasionally on Soundcheck. Ina, thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for having me.
And here is Bob Marley, whose album Exodus was reissued. The 30th anniversary reissue included a USB flash drive version of this music. Still to come on Soundcheck, songwriter Jose Conde says he feels in Cubano and thinks in Americano. We'll find out how that comes through in his band Ola Fresca, or Fresh Wave, when they play live in our studio next.